Hi, friends. Welcome to the Get Real podcast. I am your host, Jess Cassidy, where we talk real about life, real estate, and everything in between. Well, good morning. Hello, everyone. We have a special guest in the house. We have Christy from Clean Eating with Christy today with us. So a couple of housekeeping before we get started. If you're joining us on Facebook, click the button to allow StreamYard so that we can see your comments today. So Christy, good morning. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Yeah, absolutely. So Christy is known as the Kitchen Confidence Coach, which I love. And she teaches busy women how to make healthy meals and great decisions by using simple systems and routines, right?
That's pretty much it. In a nutshell, that's exactly what I do.
Just in one sentence. I'll get it all in there. So if you want to tell us a little bit about, you know, how you got started, how this became a passion of yours and how it got you to where you are today, that would be awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've actually only been doing this for about 3 years. Prior to that, I was a childcare director for over 15 years. And so this is, you know, a transition that has happened quite recently, but I like, this is it. When you talk about a passion and really, you know, what is it that you want to do? And this really came from my own health journey. So I think what, you know, and in my experiences, when you really find that passion, it comes from something else, you know, prior. We all kind of have that aha moment. And for me, it was on my 30th birthday. I was standing with my brother. I specifically and like vividly remember this. I was 60 pounds overweight at the time, had just gotten out of a very toxic marriage, found myself being a single mom, you know, kind of all of those things. And at the time, what was happening was I was using food for comfort. And so filling that empty void that I was feeling with food felt great at the time.
Right.
And, you know, weight comes on. And that's when I saw that picture, I was like, I don't even know who that woman is. I don't recognize her. I don't feel like she's not happy, not feeling good in my own skin. And that was the shift for me where I was like, okay, something has to change. And for me, that I knew that had to start with food. And so that's kind of how my personal health journey started, in that it was an exploration of food, how food affected my body, because I had been for so long. And it was actually my dad growing up, not my mom. It was my dad who was on Weight Watchers and the roller coaster with food. And yeah, that was just something that I followed. You know, and so learning how to break that pattern, learning how to feed myself well, also too, my daughter was 5 at the time. And I wanted her to grow up seeing a healthy mom.
Yeah.
So, you know, over the last, you know, 15 years or so, I tried all the diets. I was a vegetarian. I was even a raw vegan for a short time. That is very hard when you have a family to be able to sustain. So that did not work for me. And so it really was actually, I was 40. And found out that I was pregnant with my youngest, total surprise. And at that point, I was probably in the best shape and I felt the best about myself. And so it was that time where I was like, okay, this is good, right? I feel good, carried me through that pregnancy. And then, I knew I wanted more. Yeah. I just, you know, you have that desire, you have that tug where like, I want more, I want to help women. I didn't know what I wanted to do though. And so I actually, while I was commuting to my childcare center, which was on a good day, 45 minutes, on a bad day, about an hour and a half, just one way. I actually enrolled in a health coaching certification program, which was online, and I was able to use my commuting time in the car to study, to listen to the classes. And it was about halfway through that. And I was like, okay, this is what I want to do. I'm going to do this. Leap of faith, blind leap of faith. And kind of landed me where I am today. I started out, I think I shared with you, prior, I started out as a meal prep coach. That's what I had taken on that term, because meal prepping had worked so well for me in my family, just being able to control my food, right? And so I was like, well, that's what I can do. And then I realized, as I've been working with women over the last 3 years, is it's so much more about meal prep. It's actually about having that confidence in the kitchen, having the control over the food, being able to make those really great choices. And so now I am a kitchen confidence coach, and I teach women not only how to be confident in the kitchen, but also too in other areas of their lives. And it's awesome.
Well, I love that. And I'm so thankful, you know, that you went through that journey to be able to be here with us today to talk about this, because, you know, as real estate agents, we, in general, I'm generalizing here, you know, like we don't typically work, you know, set hours. So, you know, having a non-set schedule can really throw off, you know, planning and eating, or, you know, even wanting to do either of them, which makes for bad decisions at a later date and time. So I know we're going to talk a little bit, you know, obviously about meal planning and stuff like that, because I think that that's really big, because you only have to make that good decision for that one time and then it's set up. So I think that's a huge thing for real estate agents. And I can't wait for you to tell everybody, but I love, you know, what you do with the meal planning and stuff, especially in today's world and stuff, because no matter where people are, they can work with you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been really fun. You know, just kind of exploring what I can do and being able to be with you in your kitchen, even though I'm not physically with you in your kitchen.
Right.
You know, so that's been really fun for me. And one of the things that I have really done over the past couple months, where I saw the need for it, was taking the meal prepping piece of it. And also too, one of the things that I love to do and I love to explore with my clients is not your traditional meal prepping, because what we do is we see the Instagram Sunday afternoon meal prepping, right? It's that hashtag like Sunday meal prepping. Yeah. And then you spend like 3 to 4 hours in the kitchen. And whether you're a real estate agent or whether you're just, you know, a regular person, that time in the kitchen, we don't have that. Like that's not available to us. And then if we are,
or you don't want it, you know, you don't want to spend all that time.
No, because your weekends are your time to do the things that you want to do. And that is actually kind of, that's what I love to do, is be able to show you how you can create easy meals so that you can do other things that you either love to do or you know that you want to do, right? Or like have to do. And so one of the things that has been really fun for me is to take that traditional idea of meal prepping and move it into freezer meal classes. Mm-hmm. And so the Instant Pot has become my best friend. Yes. And even though I work from home, it still is a tool that I have, I use all the time. And I know that people either have the Instant Pot or the slow cooker. Those are really like two of the tools. A lot of times though is we don't know how to really use those and what to do with them. And so what I started to do was to teach not cooking classes, but meal prepping classes, where we would either prep meals for the Instant Pot or prep them for the slow cooker. And what that is, we prep together. I send you the recipes. You have the ingredient list, because that's the other thing too, is to sit down and to make an ingredient list takes time, right? And so I'm all about just making it easy for you. So with the classes, here you go. Here's everything that you need. You even have the recipes so you can do it afterwards. And then what we do together is we go through each recipe, we prep them together. We don't cook them. We prep them, we put them in a bag, we label them. And then what for you, that's fantastic, because on those busy nights, or if you get a showing, right, that last minute, you're like, oh my gosh, now what am I going to have for dinner? Instead of the takeout, or instead of like, oh, just grab a pizza, you have a freezer meal that you can take out and throw in the fridge, or throw in the Instant Pot or the slow cooker. And what that allows you to do is give you a peace of mind that you are not only feeding your family well, but you're also feeding yourself well. And that's really what we want. We want to feel our best, because at the end of it, you need your energy to do all the things and to run and to go all of those places without having to, you know, do all the extra things. So we do anywhere from 5 to 10 meals at a time. And while it is a chunk of time that we spend together, it is that chunk of time that you do not have to go to the grocery store, because you've already prepped and gotten all of the ingredients, they're ready to go. And also too, you don't have to spend any time in the kitchen because you've already done it.
And these are virtual.
Yes, virtual. Classes. So yeah. Yep. So just like you and me here, except I move my my laptop down to the kitchen and I show you. The other thing that I have found too is, while I am comfortable with food and while I am comfortable with the prepping aspect and trying new things, there, one of the reasons also why women don't like to prep and like to cook in the kitchen is because they're unfamiliar with some of the ingredients or even just some of the recipes. And so what that allows me to do is, as we are going through each recipe, we're talking about the ingredients. I'm talking about what it means to mince the garlic instead of chop the garlic, because even those technical terms, that can throw somebody for a loop and they close the book and they say, nope, I'm not going to make this, because I don't know what, like, the anxiety that people feel truly when it comes to a meaning of sauteing and roasting, as simple as it sounds, it's not for some people. And so that allows me to really just prep them for, okay, so this is what you're going to do when you make this meal. This is what it means, so that they can go ahead and duplicate it again. Right.
And it's easy for you to customize based on whoever's there. Right.
Exactly. I've actually had, it's interesting, because one of my prepping classes, it was a slow cooker one. So either it's slow cooker or Instant Pot, because they're really interchangeable, both of them. She was a vegetarian. And so what we did prior, I had sent her the recipes, and then I had spent some time just going over the modifications and the substitutions that she could use so that she could still be part of it, even though I didn't have like a separate vegetarian one.
Right.
And I've had people do the same thing too. Like, Christy, we don't eat red meat. Okay, no problem. Well, you know, let's do some chicken instead. And so giving them those, the amounts in what they need, and just breaking it down, because again, it can be really scary for people, you know, with all of that. And so that's what I do, break it down, make it easy. But again, I actually have a realtor friend who has been using these freezer meal classes, and they have saved her, because the instructions are written on the bag. And so if she's not home, she can tell her husband, you know, okay, this goes in the Instant Pot for 20 minutes. And you know, this is what you do. And then she comes home, she can eat even if it's later, but she also knows her kids have eaten ahead of time. Right. So like, those are the things. And I think as moms, as, you know, anybody who is in charge of other people in our lives, that's truly deep down, that's what we want. We want them to eat well, and we want them to feel good. Yeah, so that's absolutely what I do.
So you do a couple of different programs and stuff as well. You know, you just talked about the freezer meal prepping, but can you talk a little bit about your other stuff? I know you have a course, you do some coaching. Mm-hmm. Can you elaborate on those a little bit too?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have a signature program. It's called Kitchen Confidence. And it is a combination of videos and working through your kitchen, in setting it up so that you are ready for making the meals that you want to make, really breaking it down week by week into section by section. So pantries, I spend a whole week on meal planning and meal prepping. You know, just using that, picky eaters, like we go over the whole thing, basically every objection that you have as to why you can't, you know, either make time for the meals or, you know, there's something going on that, that happens. I cover all of that in the program. And so, it's a combination of working through the modules, working through the workbook on your own, as well as then you get the support from me, with 7 one-on-one coaching sessions during that program, as well as this year, I have added a mindfulness teacher into the program because they're around food. Like I saw the comment before, I think by Jennifer, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Around food, there are so many thoughts. There's so many feelings.
So much.
There are so many things. Oh my gosh. So many things that come with food. And so I've brought her on staff with me because being mindful, being aware of the food that you are buying, bringing into the home.
Yeah.
You know, all of those things are so important. And when we say we want our family to eat better, but we're still buying the same foods, we have to make that shift, right?
Yeah.
So, there is also too a mindfulness aspect of that program to help you individually work through. And that's where the one-on-one sessions with me in that program, you know, we tailor it to you. So
that's huge.
It is. And that is, I think in my health journey itself, I never felt like there was something personalized for me, right? It's just for the general public. So here you go, you want to lose, you know, 10 pounds, this is what you need to do. But specifically, there's so much that goes into that for each person. Mm-hmm. And so that is what the Kitchen Confidence Program does too. It is a general program, but again, we tailor it. We dig deep. And if that's something you want to do, right, then, and make those changes, then that is what we do inside that program. It is 8 weeks. So it's a nice, it's just a really nice time for you to be able to kind of work through that. And then you have the program afterwards to be able to do other modifications. And then going in deeper for those. So freezer meals, I feel like are at the top, right? Those are the basics. This is what we're going to do. Kitchen Confidence is the middle part where, okay, let's dig into the kitchen a little bit more. Let's really dig in to see where I can make some changes in here. And then the one-on-one coaching, that is where we dig deep with ourselves and we say, okay, what do I need to do in order to make these lasting changes? And it's really about, as in my life, changing patterns, changing family routines, changing habits. And what I help women do is not only change their own habits and patterns, but also change their family's habits and patterns.
Right. That's a huge one. You have to.
You have to. And it's, I'm so passionate about it not being just mommy's food, but everybody's food, right? Because then that's where that stigma comes in is like, oh, well, this is mommy's little salad over here with the grilled chicken. That's what our kids are going to see.
And so, it makes it hard, even if, you know, that works, it makes it hard to stay with that because then you're cooking two meals, you know, everybody's doing something different and it makes it like not as sustainable, you know, like what you're talking about of making everybody on the same page.
Yeah. And that's essentially what we want too, teaching our family life skills, right? So that then when they go out, they know how to do these things. And so all throughout the program, whether you like in freezer meals, I actually have an example where my daughter, my 9-year-old, so my daughter's now 24 and 9. So I have a 15-year age gap in between. but my 9-year-old now, I bring her alongside in the kitchen with me. And even in the freezer meals class, I have a video where, so I'm also too somebody that, I guess this is the teacher side of me as well. I want to show you how to do it, not just to tell you how to do it. That's a big difference, right? And so she does in my freezer meals video, she actually writes on the bag for me. And because it's so important for me to be able to teach her these things so that when she gets older, she can do them. And so this is, I bring her along in every piece of it. And that's why, like, that's why getting deep down, how can we change our family? How can we change the patterns and just what's happening? It's work, right? It's always work to do all of those things. But at the end of it, when we look at our goals and when we look at, hey, you know what? I really want my family to be eating better. I really want to be helping them make healthier choices. It's so worth it to do that work in between. And that's what my coaching does too.
And once you have those systems and the routines in there, it just gets easier and easier, right? Because you've already developed those habits. What do they say? 30 days exactly. or 60 days to create a habit? What is that?
They say, you know what? It's funny because it's like 21 days, it's 30 days, it's 60 days. But for me, you know, like this has been something that I've practiced over the last almost 19 years. It's consistency, right? Yeah. You cannot do it once. You cannot meal plan 1 week. And if something fails, then you say, oh, forget it. Then it's not for me. Our life is seasonal, right? We go through ebbs and flows. And what I do, whether it be freezer meals, Kitchen Confidence, or the coaching, is I give you a basic skeleton. I give you something that no matter what you are doing, you can flex it. Which is really important. It's not just so rigid and being like, okay, well, this is it for 6 weeks. This is what you're going to do. It's tried and true. So that for me is really important to be able to do that because I not only want you to do it, I want your kids to be able to do it too in 10, 15, 20 years, be able to follow that same process and not have to learn something new.
And not having that customization and the individuality and the flexibility and stuff, you know, people fall off and they won't, you know, stay consistent and do it. And especially when it comes to food, you know, talking about the mindset stuff, you know, like people get so hard on themselves. So if they feel like they fall off or they're not going to do it, they're like, this isn't going to work for me. I'm done. You know, and real estate agents are, you know, some of the most stubborn people that I know. So I know that, you know, having that flexibility and, you know, the support and stuff that you have. And I just think that, you know, that's so great that it, you know, it's really more customized for the individual and the family and stuff is huge.
I think that, you know, that's a really big piece of what everybody's missing right now is it's mm-hmm. not just a general, like everybody's lifestyle. You know, we use COVID as the, you know, the, well, since COVID, but it's true, right? So everything has changed and we have to be able to adapt to that. We have to be able to know how to, you know, how to change with that. And if you're open to it, there is so many things that you can do, so many easy things that you can do. Even one of the things that I love to do is when I bring my groceries home, before putting them away, I will bring my little one and I'll be like, okay, we're going to chop up the peppers. We're going to chop up some celery, right? Those are the things, because even in your busy schedule, if you're running out the door and it's a last minute appointment that you have, you can grab those little cut up veggies with you already. Even when I was working, I used to put them in those snack Ziploc bags. And that's what I used to take with me, but that requires pre-planning that requires intention. And I use intention a lot in my program because if we don't know why we're doing something, then like you said, it's very easy just to fall off and say, okay, well, that's it. It doesn't work for me. But what are your intentions? And so those things, even as simple as using your Instant Pot to hard boil a dozen eggs for the week, not only hard boil them, but you peel them and then you put them in the container and guess what? That is your protein.
Ready to go.
Grab some vegetables with you and an apple or banana, and you can eat that on the way to your showing. Protein sustains us, right? That helps keep us full. And as women, we need protein. We need all of that. And so grab 2 eggs with you and go. No, it's not an entire fork and knife meal, but it is going to satisfy you until you have something to eat again so that you don't have to go through that drive-through on the way home. Right. So like, those are the things.
And too, I mean, we're, you know, a little spoiled now and stuff too, but with the meal prepping and freezer planning and stuff, you can do grocery pickup once they have the recipes you. I mean, they don't even have to go and wait in line and do all that stuff. They can just schedule a good time in between, you know, showings or whatnot. And and just pop in and grab whatever you said they needed.
Yeah. Even, you know, around us too, like the grocery
delivery. Yeah.
Yeah. Ideal, because then you just open your door and it's there and then you bring it in. Right. So there are, if you are willing, and that is something that I help you through that, because I will, you tell me you don't have time. Okay. Then we're going to break that down. Why don't you have time? What are you doing? So let's make it a little bit easier. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we all have excuses.
Yes, we do.
In our life for the reason why we can't, why we can't do something. And so that's my job too, is to be like, oh, right. Okay. Let me help you realize why those things are coming up for you. And then we'll work through them together.
And then this helps your confidence outside of the kitchen too, because, you know, you're becoming, 100%. You know, a better person, a healthier person, you know, more active, more, you know, all the good stuff. So I think that, you know, it really just kind of makes you more well-rounded, right?
It does. And it's just, again, it's just that being intentional, right?
Yeah.
Like just being intentional, even being intentional with your time, because your time is so sporadic and so split up, you've really got just kind of like little bits and pieces, maybe between, you know, between the showings. And so what can you do in that time? Like in 10 minutes, what can you do? You know, and there are things, and that's, I love to be able to share with people and show people that it doesn't have to be the 3 hours. We can literally break it down into 10 and 15 minutes, and you can still feel good, and you can still feel good about the choices that you're making.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's what about it is, you know, making yourself feel good at the end of the day, and, you know, eating healthy and doing all this stuff is going to give you more energy, and you're not going to be as tired as much anyways. So it's going to, you know, give you that quality of life and more of your life back, really.
Yeah. Because who wants to be dragging, you know, doing what it is that they want to do
and living off coffee.
Oh my gosh. Absolutely. Right. And then at the end of the day, you're laying in bed. You're like, oh man, I should have done this.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I should have. I love to get rid of the should have and be like, I'm proud of myself. Like, look what I did today. I accomplished this. I celebrated this for myself, because we don't do that enough as women. Right. Yes. We do not give ourselves enough credit and celebrate ourselves.
So true.
And as your coach, that is absolutely what I love to do, to celebrate you and to be able to say, hey, do you realize you did a really great job today? You know, even if it's as simple as hard boiling eggs, you did an awesome job, and you should honestly high five yourself, because you now have yourself prepped and ready for the week.
I love it. Yeah. And the Instant Pot is the best for hard boiled eggs. Life changing.
I know. My husband said to me yesterday morning, I was bringing it out and I was making the eggs, and he goes, what are you doing with that? And I was like, I'm hard boiling eggs. And he was like, why don't you just use a pan? No.
Perfect. They're perfect every time.
Every time they're perfect. They don't explode. They peel right off. It's beautiful. And the other thing is too, I don't have to stand over it, set a timer.
Yes.
Have the water.
Or forget about them.
Yes. I've had them explode in the pan because they, like, I forgot about the water. So nope, this is it.
100%.
My best friend.
Same. The lifesaver. I love them. Yeah, for sure. And, you know, just real quick, you know, talking about the freezer meals and stuff, you know, one of the huge differences for people, you know, with the slow cooker and the Instant Pot is the Instant Pot just speeds up that cooking time. So if it's last minute when they get home and stuff, I mean, you put it in there and it's, you know, less than half of the time of the traditional slow cookers that, you know, cook 4 to 6 hours, 8 hours all day long. The Instant Pots, you're like, oh, I forgot about dinner. I forgot about, you know, or I was late, and grab and go almost.
Yeah. And it's what's really cool is you can use not fully defrosted food in the Instant Pot. Right. So if you forget about it and you're like, oh, I didn't take anything out, run it under hot water for 5 minutes and put it in there. It takes so. Right. It takes a little bit more time for the Instant Pot to bring up to the heat, but still, once it's in there, you've closed it, you've turned the time on, that's it. And you can then make those phone calls, help with the homework, do what whatever you have to do.
Yep.
And yeah, it really is. It's, and what I've noticed too with the Instant Pot, between the Instant Pot and slow cooker, is the, it's like the meat doesn't dry out because everything is just, you know, it's like pressurized in there, right? So it all, the flavor is better. And at the end of the day, who cares if we made a meal in the slow cooker, but if it's dry, nobody's going to want to eat it anyways, right?
Yeah. And also the Instant Pots aren't as scary as those old pressure cookers that you used to use on the top of your stove that would scare the bejesus out of you when they would go off. If anybody, you know, is scared of using an Instant Pot because they're worried about that, it's not the same, right?
No, it's, and actually it's funny that you say that, because I have, you don't know how many times I have people say, oh, I have an Instant Pot, but it's still in the box, or it's I've never used it. They're scared. So this last, about 2 months ago, I actually did, it was an hour long, I taught an Instant Pot prep class
on Zoom,
and everybody brought out their Instant Pot, and there was four people on the class, three of them, it was their first time using the Instant Pot. And what was really cool was all of them were different.
Yeah.
So they, you know, because there's so many different kinds out there. But what we did was we walked through it together. So I walked through it with them. Okay, now this is the next step that you're going to do. This is what you're going to do. And we prepped the hard-boiled eggs. We prepped quinoa. And we also did sweet potatoes, all in that class, so they could see how each one worked and what they could do to save themselves time. So again, I am not a teller coach. I won't just tell you, use the Instant Pot. If you say, Christy, I don't know how to use the Instant Pot, then that is what we will do together, is I will teach you how to do it. And it's not too silly, right? The other thing is that I hear a lot is like, well, this is silly. I should know how to use it.
I don't want to ask.
But if you don't, but if you don't know how to use it, then that's why it's sitting in there for six months. So let's conquer that fear, that excuse of why you're not using it.
Yeah.
And let me show you how. And once I show you how, I promise you, you will be using this thing all the time and realize how much of an asset it is to what it is that you're doing, right? There's that fear too of like, well, this is silly. It's not, no question is too silly if it's going to help you and save you time.
Yeah. And you're obviously, like, you know, from talking to you the couple of times that I have, you know, you have that personality where, you know, you're warm and you're educating and you're not scary to come off or people to ask you, you know, questions or be scared. Right. Yeah. And you have that teacher background, which definitely obviously helps, you know, with the, you know, wanting everybody to learn and educate, as long as, you know, not just, you know, talking to them, but, you know, breaking it down to everybody's different learning styles too. You know, you do the visual, the hands-on, and, you know, I love that. Okay. So Christy, how can people get in contact with you? And I also, you have something that they can sign up for on your website too, right?
Yes, I actually have right now, there are 12 days of recipes on my website. So I keep everything very easy with my branding. My name, Christy, is with a K. So cleaneatingwithchristy.com, and clean is with a K, and Christy with a K. So,
and we'll share the links here. Too.
Yeah. So I do, I have 12 recipes that are very easy to use. You can sign up for that on my website. Any of my freezer meal programs, my kitchen confidence program is on there as well. And two, if you just want to chat with me and be like, hey, Christy, I don't even know like where I need help, but I think I need help. That's available as well. Instagram is my place of preference right now. And it's the same, Clean Eating with Christy on Instagram. And in my stories every day, I share typically some of the easy meals, some prepping things. I just kind of walk through my day with what I do. So, and then obviously, other information on my posts and my reels too, but, Instagram, and then cleaneatingwithchristy.com.
I love it. Okay. So that's the best way to get a hold of Christy. If you want to talk to her, have questions, is Instagram. Mm-hmm. And we're going to share her Instagram link and her website, because you can sign up for her free recipes and check out her courses and her programs and see if anything works for you. And, you know, you never know. This could be, you know, changing for your life and your business. I mean, let's not even forget it. If you can control your life and your personal life, it can affect, you know, domino effect of everything.
Absolutely.
I love it. Well, I guess, you know, that's it for today. But of course, we appreciate Christy. I've learned tons of stuff, and I can't wait to sign up for the free recipes and check out the freezer meal prep, because I love that. And I love my Instant Pot.
Oh, yeah, 100%. So thank you so much for having me on here. This is fun. I enjoyed it.
Yes, absolutely. We'll have to have you back soon. And next time you have another course or something come out, we'll bring you back. Awesome. Well, everybody, enjoy your day, and we'll get you Christy's links today. See you next Tuesday.